I expect that everybody in the whole world knows that Christians claim to be saved. That word saved belongs to the Christian gospel. I realize that in some of our churches we don't hear that word so much, but that isn't true in the gospel. Some of you will remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the Savior. No doubt about it. And our gospel is the gospel of salvation. There's no question about that. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. That's the way in which it's put. And here in our Bible study, we are now in the book of Acts in chapter 16, and we have come to the time in this chapter where we found Paul in prison in the city of Philippi. And while Paul is in prison, you will remember that an incident occurred in which at midnight the prison doors were opened and he could have escaped, but he didn't go. And the Philippian jailer came into his presence and fell at his feet and cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." That's in the book of Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 30 and 31. Just as simple as that. Listen to it again. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." Now this phrase, "believe on the Lord Jesus Christ," what does that mean? Does it mean believe about the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. You'd have to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'd have to believe about the Lord Jesus Christ in order that you could believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing about anything is knowing what it is and knowing what it's supposed to do, and believing on it is actually committing yourself to it. For instance, I might believe something about medicine, but I'm not believing in the medicine unless I take the medicine into me. I might believe something about a bridge. I could think it was 125 feet long, and that it was 50 feet wide, and that it was 30 feet high in the middle. All of these things could be measured, and I could say that I believe those things, and that's truth about the bridge. But to believe on the bridge means I drive my car on it to go over it, that kind of a thing. So now, if a person's going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, do you have to believe anything about the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. You should, for instance, believe the facts of his earthly career, that he came into this world to seek and to save the lost. Now, I do not know that the New Testament would give you any confidence that you could ever be what the New Testament calls a Christian unless you believe that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, the incarnation of the Son of God in human form. And not only that he was born in form as a man, and that he lived in form as a man, that he went about doing good, that he worked miracles, and that he helped people in form as a man, but that when he, at a certain stage, when the time had come, he was taken as a man and arrested and was brought into trial and then was taken out and crucified. These things actually happened. That still believing the facts of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'd have to have that if you were going to ever believe on him. Not only that he was crucified, but that he was raised from the dead, that he was showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, and that 40 days after he was raised from the dead, he ascended into heaven, that he is right now at the right hand of God. All of those things are things that you would need to believe about him if you were going to believe on him. You also would need to know about and believe about the truth of his being the Son of God, that he wasn't just a man. That he was a good man is true. That he was a man is true. But that he was only a man? No. That he was only a good man? No. That he really was the Son of God while he was down here. Always was the Son of God. Always will be the Son of God. And while he was down here, he took on him in the form of a man, was found in fashion as a man, but always he was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then again, if you were going to believe in him, you should believe about him in this way, that he is the fulfillment of Scripture. The Old Testament prophets talked about a coming Messiah. Isaiah talked about a coming Messiah. Jeremiah talked about a coming Messiah. Ezekiel did. Daniel did. Amos did. Hosea did. Joel did. Micah did. All these men talked about the coming of the servant of God, the righteous servant, who would come to serve God in carrying out His will. Now, in the New Testament, when you read in the Gospels, such and such a thing happened to him, such and such a thing happened to him, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. And frankly, if you're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you should have in mind not only that He is the Son of God, but He's the fulfillment of the Old Testament promise. And then, too, one would need to understand what He promises to do. If I'm going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, even before I believe in Him, I should know and believe that it really is His promise that He will plan to save those who put their trust in Him. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And if I'm going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I would need to have in mind that's what He promised when He came into this world, that He came to seek and to save the lost, that the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. He Himself, you will remember. You'll recall how when He wanted to be remembered, He brought His disciples together and took bread and broke it and said, "This is My body broken for you. Take, eat. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then you will remember when He took the cup, He said, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it." In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to be understood as the Savior who gave His life for His people, for the believers. And if I'm going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I need to believe this truth, that He came to save me through His own suffering for me. I also need to have in mind the truth of His provision for us. He didn't only come for me and die for me, then raised for me, and now appear in the presence of heaven for me, but He shed forth unto us, into our hearts, the Holy Spirit of God. And the truth of the matter about the Lord Jesus Christ is that the Holy Spirit is provided in the hearts of believers. And if I'm going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it must include this idea that the Holy Spirit of God will come to dwell in the hearts of those people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's His provision for us. As a matter of fact, as I often say, He doesn't leave me a map to guide me on the way home. He doesn't leave me instructions which I am to obey on the way home. But He gives me a companion with whom I am to fellowship on the way home. And He Himself said that He would give His Holy Spirit to us that we might be led in His ways. Now, this is something we would need to believe about Him even before we ever committed ourselves to Him. In the same way, the Lord Jesus not only sent His Holy Spirit, but He is now interceding for us. And even right now, while I'm talking to you, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of God, is actually interceding on behalf of such people in this world who are putting their trust in Him and who are trying to walk in His ways. They want to walk obedient to Him, but they might easily miss it. He will intercede for them. He is praying for us in the presence of God. And if a person were going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he should believe in the present intercession, the high priestly ministry right now of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you would want to believe about Him before you ever decide whether or not you're going to yield to Him or not is His relation to believers, to the church. That the Lord Jesus is to be understood as the head of the church. He is to be the head of any believer. Anybody believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is to be the kind of a person who is going to understand that his own personal life and decisions are controlled by the living Lord Jesus Christ, who will guide him into the will of God. In the same way, we need to have in mind, if you're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you should have in mind His program of evangelization of the world. He wants the gospel taught over the whole earth. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. These things come to our minds if you're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd need to have that in mind. And one more thing. If you're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should have in mind not only all these things I've talked about, that He is the Son of God, that He came into this world incarnate, that when He came, He was the fulfillment of Scripture, and that while He was here, He actually promised that He would save to the uttermost those who would come unto God by Him. That He provided when He had left that there would be another Comforter for us and promised us the Holy Spirit. And that He does send His Holy Spirit to us to guide us and to lead us. Not only does he send the Holy Spirit, but that he even now, in the presence of God, intercedes on our behalf and is our living high priest right now interceding for us. In addition to that, you will remember, we reminded ourselves, that he is the head of the body. He is the one who directs the affairs of the individual believers in the church. And he has his program of evangelism. We are all to go to the ends of the earth telling everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. But one more thing. He's coming back. There is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I'm going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to believe that he's coming back. Now, all of these things that I'm saying to you are believing about the Lord Jesus. You could talk about those things and not believe in him. You could just discuss them in a neutral way. But there is more true than just believing about the Lord Jesus Christ. There is this matter of believing in him. That is, committing oneself to personal fellowship with him, that kind of thing. So that what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Get to know about the Lord Jesus and yield yourself to him and play it that way. Believe the promises of God about him in your own soul. Yield yourself to him. Take it that way. And be in his presence and associate with him that these things might happen to you also. Now, this is what you would mean when you say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house, which follows the question, what must I do to be saved? Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to everyone who has been listening, and do thou help them to follow through in their own thinking, so that while they realize they must know something about the Lord Jesus, there comes a time when they should yield to him and trust themselves to him so that they could obey him and depend upon him, that he could work in their hearts that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. So add thy blessing to us all as we think on these things. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.